This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Thursday, August 29th, brought to you by Clean Fuels Alliance America. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nally. The Commerce Department reported today that the U.S. economy grew more than previously thought in the second quarter. Gross domestic product grew at 3% seasonally at inflation-adjusted annual rate. That's up from 2.8% reported last month. It's far above the first quarter's weak 1.4% expansion. Initial jobless claims for the week ending August 24th also fell slightly, that according to the Labor Department. The results give credence to those who see a soft landing for the economy. Steve Nicholson with Rabobank believes the Fed will have two or three rate cuts before the end of the year and up to 75 basis points. Among the many challenges for Fed governors is steering clear of the November election.
The Fed wants to be as apolitical as it possibly can be, and why would you insert yourself into the in the middle of the campaign after Labor Day in September and lower interest rates, and someone's going to say, you put your thumb on the scale for someone that maybe we don't like or do like, doesn't matter.
And if you don't,
they're in a horrible no-win situation here.
Nicholson says other countries may seize the opportunity to mirror U.S. monetary policy.
They've started to lower some interest rates, you know, in Japan and Europeans and even the U.K., as I believe. And so, you know, if the U.S. lowers its interest rate, they're going to counter that and lower it a little bit more because they see a little bit of light on the horizon that that could improve their economy as well.
Despite the challenges, the U.S. economy is performing better than the rest of the world, and that will likely keep the dollar strong against other currencies and continue to challenge U.S. export sales. Iowa 3rd District Congressman Zach Nunn says a farm bill isn't the only thing Washington needs to accomplish when it returns from the summer recess.
First and foremost, we need to make sure there's no gap. And this is one of the things that I was fully committed to in making sure on the national budget side. We've got to pay our troops. We don't allow the men and women on the front line not to get paid. We've got to look at the farmers in America in the same way. We can't allow the men and women who are producing in this country to not have those incredible safety nets that are so important for them. Not to mention the folks here who are dependent on food programs like SNAP. Having a real timeline conversation continues to be at the forefront of both the committee's work, my personal push with the speaker directly, but then also holding the Senate accountable. Because we can move this forward in the House, I am very concerned here that the Senate is just going to be dilatory in getting anything written, let alone getting something voted on.
Nunn participated in the Farm Bill listening session here at the Farm Progress Show. Also at this week's Farm Progress Show, Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack says he's glad to see work being done on the Farm Bill and says a practical approach to spending will yield results.
To get it done, everyone in the process needs to be practical. I mean, you have to take a look at what actual resources are indeed available for any new programs or expansions of existing programs and try to fit whatever you're proposing within that, the real cost, not a cost that's made up or not a cost that you use a budget gimmicks to try to overshadow. And I think that's what has to happen. And when that does happen, then I think it'll be relatively simple and quick for folks ultimately to get to yes, because the areas of differences are just a handful. They're big, but they're not impossible to bridge.
Vilsack said he is encouraged now with field testing on a vaccine for dairy cattle.
The challenge is getting a vaccine that works, getting a vaccine that's safe. And sometimes you can do that quickly, sometimes it takes a while. The fact is we've gone to this step of a field trial more quickly than usual, which is good. Whether we go to the next step of not only a safe but also an effective, the drug that would be applied is going to be a non-live virus, and so that's a challenge. It's just really to determine the safety of it. So there's still a lot of work yet to be done, but it's an important and significant step forward.
The secretary also said a vaccine for poultry will be more challenging. The 2024 Farm Progress Show wrapped up this afternoon here in Boone, Iowa. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by Clean Fuels Alliance America. Have you listened to the Better, Cleaner, Now podcast? Clean Fuels Alliance America is connecting you to experts who take you behind the scenes to learn the latest on biodiesel, renewable diesel, and sustainable aviation fuel. Don't miss the testimonials and opportunities for farmers. The benefits keep growing. Subscribe and listen today to the Better, Cleaner, Now podcast. Available wherever you get podcasts. Better, Cleaner, Now. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Daly.